verse 34 of Luke 10, it says that he set the man upon his own beast. Now, the beasts of Chronicles were asses, and Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9 tells us that the beast of Messiah is why an ass? And the Lord, as it were, symbolically lifts us up and helps us and puts us on his own beast that he might support us in the journey of life, given our half-dead state and our need for his help. The Lord bears our burdens, brothers and sisters, does he not? Oh, and who might the inn be, or the innkeeper be, of verses 34 and 35? Because this inn in this particular story is not a caravanserai, but a proper hostel with food and lodging, where this man could truly be cared for by the host of the inn. And I think that the inn and the host of the story must be the ecclesia. And into the ecclesia come the poor and homeless and the lost and the wandering and the half-dead souls of humanity, that they might be cared for. And the Lord brings them there, brothers and sisters, and deposits them in the ecclesia. And we're all the hosts of the inn. And in the inn, we're all taken care of so that we might find recovery. Funny thing, you know, because in verse 35, the record tells us that the good Samaritan paid some money for the man. And he didn't just pay any sort of money, he paid a particular amount of money, says verse 35. He took out 2 pence. Not 1 penny, not 10 pennies, not 5, but 2. Now you see, those 2 pennies of Luke chapter 10 and verse 35, well, they were foreign money. But do you know what those 2 pennies equaled in Jewish money? Why, they equaled half a shekel. Now, do you know, if you come to Exodus chapter 30 for a moment, Exodus chapter 30, that half a shekel was a very significant sum of money from a biblical point of view, because Exodus chapter 30 says in verse 12 that when the children of Israel were to be numbered, that they were to have a piece of money paid for the atonement of their souls. And the piece of money that was to be paid was Exodus 30 verse 13, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. They shall make a half shekel offering to make atonement for their souls. And the piece of money, brothers and sisters, that the good Samaritan in this story paid for the half-dying man is the price of his redemption of Exodus chapter 30, verses 12 to 16. Oh, yes, I think there's a story behind a story here, you see. Such was the power and the brilliance of the Lord's teaching. If only they could have stopped and listened to what Christ was really saying. He wasn't just answering the lawyer, brothers and sisters. This ministering priest was bringing forth the whole story of his compassion for those whom he came to minister amongst. This is the man, brothers and sisters, after the promise of Isaiah 61 and verse 1, who truly is able to bind up our wounds and to heal the brokenhearted. And then he says, verse 35, take care, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Oh, I missed something. Verse 35, start of the verse. On the morrow, when he departed. So, of course, therefore, what we're told about the Good Samaritan is that he slept and rose again. He had to do that, didn't he? If he was to depart on the morrow. And not only did the Good Samaritan sleep and rise again, brothers and sisters, but he promises in this particular passage that he will come again. And that when he comes again, that whatever is necessary, more besides he will pay. You see, the sacrifice and the work of this priest is efficacious for all who come within the orbit of his care and of his compassion. How great, brothers and sisters, was the teaching of Christ on this day in the story of the Good Samaritan, and how great is his work as a ministering priest to tend those who come unto him. May we be thankful for the story of the Good Samaritan and for the story of Christ, who truly had compassion on us all.